their first play from scrimmage gets that long run. Second year in a row, Scott City's done that. And then how about Michael McEacher reading the screenplay right at pick six for Michael?
Yeah, we're talking about that's the first interception we've had of the year, and it goes to a defensive tackle. So, Ty came back and got another one later. So, did a good job there. Defense for the most part, we did pretty good job on their options as far as responsibility, getting, three people to the three threats, dive back, quarterback, pitch back. And, had a little confusion when they went to kind of an outside veer in their twins formation, and then we kind of got that corrected, and then, pretty much settled down and played pretty good defense from there.
Is it good to see some like the speed like that Colby has in their backfield? Because next week it's going to be kind of a similar thing.
Well, it's kind of a different speed. Those two kids are, really fast, but they're probably more fast at, the 200, 300, 400 as far as what they run in track. They're awful quick. Tucker is a, an outstanding, athlete. And LaSalle, I think, is just as quick as he is fast. So, going to have to break down, play a responsible, football as far as on the defensive side, and, get after him and, play physical.
Well, I had an opportunity to get a lot of substitutes in, and I know that depth has been a little bit of a concern this year through the first couple games, so it's nice to get a lot of experience for some of those young kids in a varsity type setting.
Oh, it is, but, at the same time, we got some, we've been hit hard with the injuries. We've got a couple ankles on the offensive line with Michael and with Keegan. Brett, fights an ankle, every other day from a summer injury. Got a couple other kids that are, just kind of nicked up a little bit, but overall, the young kids are playing well. They played that C game the other night, and they get to play again on Monday, so they're going to have three games in 7 days and, basically two and a half games, I guess. But, the young kids are coming. They just need time, and they need to, coaches need to have a little patience with them when, they're kind of messing up through inexperience out there.
Well, you turn around, you finally get to play at home on Friday next week against Holcomb. Holcomb's 2-0, or they should be well on their way to 2-0. They're up by 35 after three quarters at 41-6. And Longhorns, you get them at home for the second straight year.
Yeah, we come up here for a second straight year, so things even up, and it's not like it's a real long drive for them. So, I don't really think the distance matters as far as where you play with Lakin and Holcomb and Scott City. I mean, you're close enough where, it's just a football field. Let's go play.
Well, congratulations on the victory, Coach. Win number two of the year, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.